stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com. The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
I am a shotgun rider.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coach, and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. 'Cause I'll ride again.
I am a river gambler. I make a living dealing cards. My clothes are smooth and honest. My heart is cold and hard. I was shuffling for some Delta boys on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen. But the captain bumped a sandbar and an ace fell from my sleeve. They threw me overboard as I swore I didn't cheat. But I could swim, and I'll ride again.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, June 4th, 2026, and I am your embattled fellow American and Texan, Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas worldwide. In resistance to tyranny and in defense of human liberty and our species, and the love of God. And we're riding again here at the Alex Jones Network. Thanks to your support and this incredible crew, we didn't miss a beat when the enemy shut down InfoWars. And InfoWars isn't down for sure forever. I'm just going to leave it at that. So thank you so much for all your support and keeping us in the fight. You're not supporting us. You are the fight. The word support isn't even enough. You are. The InfoWar that belongs to the people and cannot be stopped. And we're using the truth, because the pen is mightier than the sword. Pentagon, decades ago, said 90% of war is informational. Now their estimate's about 95%. I agree with that. The globalists use lies. We use truth. They use deceit. They use fear. We use the facts and also speak to the heart and soul of humanity. You know, I've been offered all these jobs by the globalists and payoffs very many times. And I've never obviously taken it, because the satisfaction in fighting tyranny at a cellular and spiritual level, at a gut level, is the finest thing in the universe. To be in alignment with God. Oh, I'm a fallen creature just like you, but I choose to point myself at God's spirit and God's plan, and through that, I'm able to touch perfection, not be perfection. And that is absolute completion and satisfaction. It is the understanding of the purification of eternity that we have not yet reached, but that we can see and that we can touch the aura or the glow of it from a distance. Come on, come on. Well, the House did the right thing finally. They voted to make Trump in the war. Now it goes to the Senate. This is a big deal. Massive movements on every front. Huge guests today and so much more. Now remember, you are the Paul Revere's. And if you're receiving this transmission, you're the resistance. So share all those live feeds now.
Thanks. for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine clause is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at the AlexJonesStore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is AlexJonesLive.com. And on Rumble, Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
Listening to an AJN Live frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Future, and as the world becomes smaller and our population continues to grow towards its peak in the next year, a cascade of cultural, historic, economic, physical explosions are taking place towards what the technocrats believe will be the singularity and the end of our species. By the year 2047 is their public stated goal. From the New York Times to the Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, to the pronouncements of the Club of Rome, to the World Economic Forum and the UN, their declaration of war against Homo sapien is public. And all the other stories and all the other news and all the other big controversies have to be looked at through that lens. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, June 4th, 2026 global transmission. We're going to be looking at the economy, and boy, is that important news. Then Stephen Kuhn, very smart military man and contractor, I've been watching for years, is going to come on to talk about the whole waterfront, the entire world, Ukraine, Iran, Trump, and more. And then Mark Lynch, who is nipping at the heels of in polls in the Senate race against Lindsey Graham, will be joining us and more today. But let me just tell you now what's coming up. Let's see if I can just hit what's coming up and not start covering the first thing I look at with zero discipline, because my brain launches into the mode of already doing all the research and then wanting to report to you. House votes to end Iran war. Stinging loss for the president. Oil reserves lowest in decades. Industry warns price spike in weeks, and it's going to be massive. And that's all true. And that is the trap that Trump walked into, that we warned him of the last year, in the last 96, 97 days of the war. How many days of the war are we now? Let's put that on screen. We're going to be looking at, 96. So we're going to be looking at all of that. Also, Supreme Court turns towards an explosive final month with Trump's priorities at stake. I predict most of what he's putting forward will be shot down because the knives are out for Trump politically from the Republican Party and the Democrats because he allowed himself to destroy the support of his base, upwards of 80% of MAGA in all the indexed polls. And I see it on the street, do not support this war. And as the economic devastation sets in, it's already bad. It's going to get a lot worse. If the war ended today, We're talking about a year of aftershocks, and the globalists manipulating through Israel are not going to allow it to end. And we have more proof and admissions by Israel on that front as well. So remember, the world economy and poor people around the world and industrial nations, we're all the target of this Iran war. The main target of the Ukraine war is not even Russia. It's the public objective, but it's the world economy and centralization of power in a global NATO UN army. So we have all of that information. We have the AI bubble, the biggest in history, and whatever you want to say or think AI is going to become or what it's going to do, we already know the effect of this bubble that's really a black hole. I'll be explaining that. Also, flesh-eating screwworm returns to the U.S. after 60 years threatening cattle herd. Now, I've studied screwworms, and I work for a large animal vet, and family has a ranch and all the rest of it. And my father, who's 77, he told me a lot about, and my grandfather told me a lot about, their war with the screwworms. And we pushed it all the way into southern Mexico, and then it crept back up into northern Mexico. You want to worry about something, this is real bad. Most fly larvae only eat rotten meat. There's even been medical treatments. They still do it for gangrene. If the antibiotics aren't working, they put fly eggs into a compress, and then they hatch out and only eat the dead meat right down to the living cells. They don't eat the living cells. They only eat the dead meat. And it cleans it all. They just remove the maggots and the fly larvae, and it's great. Well, not screwworms. Not screwworms. The fly comes in and presses a larva egg into your skin, and then it hatches out and starts eating your flesh. And it releases enzymes that kill the flesh around it so it can continue to gobble and enjoy itself. And notice, the more money we spend on supposedly eradicating all this stuff and all the mosquitoes and ticks being released that have been genetically modified, suddenly all these diseases that they're supposedly countering explode because there is a war going on against all major food production. And remember, John Kerry, before he left office, the U.S. climate czar to the U.N., said in multiple speeches, quote, we have to cut world food production by half. We have to cut farming production in half or, quote, people will starve. Yes, that's the ultimate gaslighting. I have to cut your head off or you'll live. I have to pour gasoline on you and light you on fire or you might burn up. And so they tell you what they're doing. That's the Wall Street Journal cover. Looking forward to the end of humanity. And I've been in grocery stores, the checkout line, repeat, and you see magazines. Humans are evil. We should get rid of all of them. And Fox News, stop having children. It's bad for the earth. Elon Musk and Alex Jones are dangerous. They are natalists. They believe in humanity. Our enemies wear their agenda on their sleeve. And then tying into the whole Iran war and what it's doing to the world economy, what it's really designed to do, as well as the situation in Ukraine, and intensifying bombardments as promised by Putin, we have the establishment of a social credit score through the executive branch, and it feeds into what the globalists want in Europe and the rest of the world, what the Democrats were trying to push. And Trump has put the kibosh for now on the UN and Bill Gates' world ID plan and social credit score. But through his presidency and then through 38 states now, they are passing laws or have passed laws that if you're critical of Israel in any way, you will be ostracized, can't get government contracts, and then ultimately will just be made homeless on the continent your forebears conquered. And that's really come to a head with UFC fighters, Americans, being told, oh, you were on the list to come to the UFC fight, but now because you were critical of what happened in Gaza, you're not invited. And so this has really caught people's attention, and they're very, very upset about it. And that's important, but no one's understanding it. It's a social credit score. They're just thinking, oh my gosh, this is censorship or this is control. Well, it's worse than that. And Israel is being used, and anti-Semitism or combating that is the mechanism to bring this in, but it's going to be used across the board. Everything you see in Europe or the UK or Canada, that's the plans here. Criticize your kid being drag queen story timed. Criticize the government to enforce euthanasia, anything. Pray 100 yards from an abortion clinic, you know, 3 years in prison in the UK. That's all coming here. And Trump didn't lift a finger during all the censorship in his first administration. And they finally, as I predicted, censored him and took him off X and everything else, or Twitter at the time, Facebook, you name it. They wouldn't even carry any of his speeches he gave after that. Fox banned him for a couple of years. And then he was suddenly upset about all of it and promised to stop it when he got in and had some hearings and has done some things. But now he's just completely going with the Israel lobby and their blueprint for censorship and control. So Sean Strickland, by the way, I'm going to try to get him on the show, said, I'm sorry, F. Epstein wasn't an Israeli asset. Maxwell being moved to a resort prison was a good thing and not suspicious. I've repented. I am a good goy, meaning a cattle. And that's his response, being uninvited to the White House of the UFC. You don't think, well, let's go back. I'm going to read that other part first. Thanks. You don't think they have a team to scan your socials before clearing you. And that's what Bo Hightower said in response to Sean Strickland. Ghislaine Maxwell getting work release. Government is effing compromised. Mother effer, this better be some long game where a massive effing list is made with receipts or Trump effed kids. This could only mean two things. And that was back in August of last year. So what are people supposed to do? Just shut up about all this? And Todd Blanche, who Trump is now nominated to be the AG, that's kind of a big story. By the way, I meant to send that to you guys, but I didn't see it in my stack. I mean, it's probably here, but we reprint me. Trump nominates Todd Blanche officially to be the AG, which I predicted. Terrible Democrat lawyer, sold everybody out, killed the investigations into government weaponization against Trump's top supporters. It's just really terrible news. He got really freaked out when he was in congressional hearings yesterday, and they showed him, you know, we've got the unredacted list. We know who these rich and powerful people are. And Blanche wouldn't even respond. Yeah, there you go. Trump to nominate Todd Blanche to be attorney general. That's all coming up today, those clips and more. And then something I should have led with, there's just so much huge news. They had Senate Science Committee hearings the last 2 days, and I stayed up till like 2 a.m. last night, because obviously I couldn't watch the days of hearings when I'm on air, and I watched hours and hours of it, and everybody needs to go watch that. Everybody needs to clip it. I just sent a few clips to the crew we're going to play today, but 5 or 6, which will take like 30 minutes to air. It's unbelievable. Now, we already knew this 4 or 5 years ago. We already have the studies, but it's the HHS scientist, an epidemiologist and virologist and cancer doctors, oncologist, and they're all there with the studies and the proof and the government inside numbers of millions killed in the U.S. alone. Cancer's off the chart. Infertility, nanoparticles growing in the body, all the shots filled with hundreds of every catalog of cancer virus from SV40 to you name it, everything. Dr. Judy Mikovits, we got to get back on. Remember, she worked in biowarfare at Fort Detrick under Fauci. When she blew the whistle, they threw her ass in prison for nothing. Everything she said on the show 5, 6 years ago, it's all in there. So they give you a spike protein that replicates, that turns off your DNA repair replication, turns off your immune system, and then hundreds of cancer viruses. So they start replicating, and you can't stop them. So it lowers defense shields first, and then it goes in and triggers turbo cancer. The new actuaries are out. It's close to 40 million dead worldwide, according to government databases. And then you see the news everywhere. study, major studies out. This was out of a study finds. Americans born after 1970 are dying faster than previous generations did at their age. The life expectancy is down by 6 years in general, 10 years in that group or more. And people say, oh, God, we're living longer, modern medicine. No, no, we're not. And then when you add the key to this, and I'm going to get to this later, because I'm going to, I forgot to send the graphs to the guys, but we'll do it. When you pull out babies dying and children dying, do you know that people in the year 1800, if you pull out the children that died, lived on average to about 85, not 72 is the new average? You see, if you ever been to an old family cemetery, we got one in East Texas. We since sold the property, but the ranch that bought it, Plum Creek, lets us go there whenever we want, just a mile or two hike into the woods and up a hill. And there's all these old tombstones, most of them now aren't visible. When I was a kid, you could still read a lot of them. You still read a few of them. My parents have gone in there with, you know, paper and graphite and got pressings of the names and family, mainly Johnsons and Browns. And my Scott-Irish ancestors were mainly there on that property. And half the tombstones are newborn babies, three-year-olds, five-year-olds, six-year-olds, seven-year-olds, eight-year-olds. Because if you made it past about seven or eight, because there wasn't antibiotics back then you lived to 85. So you understand, with no modern medicine or anything, people used to live to 85. That was the average. Women, you know, obviously average it with men. So men are living to like 80, women like to 90. Hell, my great-grandmother lived to 103. Moon Jones. So she just went by Ma. Yeah, I got a little engine in me. Got a great-grandmother who was brown. So all you Nazis can't accept me. That's good. I like that. And I guess when she was born, there was a full moon, so she just named Moon. Old Moon, who I got to know good. What a great lady. Old Moon lived to 103. And 103's forever when you're just a little kid. So Moon Jones lived forever. That's a line from, but I changed it, from, from Willie Nelson. Let's come on the grave digger. I'll tell you a cool story about Willie Nelson. One of the many times I was at his house outside Austin, we're playing chess, and he'd get his guitar out, and he'd just start playing it. And then he'd say, now smoke some more pot. I'm not a big pot guy, but when in Rome, I'd be sitting there barely able to stand up. And he'd say, you know, let me play a little something I'm working on for, I'm going to do a cover of this song, Gravedigger. And I go, oh, and he goes, yeah, let me just play this song for you. So I've sat there alone in a room overlooking the Texas Hill Country. Talk about the cool experiences. And Willie Nelson's played me Gravedigger about 6 months before it came out. Is that pretty cool or what? 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, will you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. What a universe we live in. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, Willie really liked me because I was anti-war. But then when Obama got in, and I was also against Obama, his fifth wife, and some of their, he's got like 50 kids, a couple of the older ones, followed me out one time and said, stop coming over here. And I said, he invites me over, he calls me up, but I said, you know what? You're his family, you got a deal. And then still one time he called me and said, oh, let's go over here and have dinner. And it was the craziest thing. Dave Mustaine was in town, stayed at my house. And he goes, I'd really love to meet Willie Nelson sometime. And I go, you know, it's funny because I just got a call from Willie Nelson 2 hours ago that he's going to be right down the road at this restaurant, at this gluten-free restaurant. And he was just asking how I was doing. And, oh, I'm in the restaurant. Oh, maybe I'll come over there. I, literally, that's how What is that? Serendipity? Synchronicity? Yeah, there's a photo. How the hell does that work? That was the last time I saw Willie. That was like, let me see, my ex-wife divorced me about a month later, started the divorce. That was 2013, the fall of 2013 right there, last time I saw Willie. And he was still there then. I talk to people that know him well. He still goes up and plays at 90-something, but the lights are on, but nobody's home. Hell, I don't think I'll make it that long. Another example of longevity. But if you were born up in 1970, you're going to live maybe 60, 65, 60. What's going on? But let's hit this right now and get into it more detail coming up. You know, I've really talked about this a lot. The Democrats claim they're against the war, but they've got enough Republicans that if they voted in majority with the minority Republicans, we could end the war under the War Powers Act. Remember, Congress is supposed to fund and declare war. President executes it. They could have reversed this, but they didn't. Well, now the House has. Now, what's going to happen in the Senate? We've got to see, but that's why the public should put major pressure on this. And the Republicans should vote against it because they're going to lose the midterms big time. Plus, it's the moral thing to do. Here's the historic vote yesterday.
On this vote, the yeas are 215 and the nays are 208. The concurrent resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Well, that's some good news. Of course, according to all the Trump haters, if you try to influence Trump and try to put pressure on him to not have the war, you're a Trump sellout. Makes no sense. And according to the white pill cat turd type people, you're not an ex, you know who he is, just worships everything. Every mistake Trump makes is, you know, just a gift from God. You must follow it or you're a traitor. According to them, no, the war is beautiful. You got to keep it going because we're going to win in 4 days. The middles are going to fall. Trouble keep it straight open. You know, you're wrong. I'm right. And now Netanyahu admits Trump called him crazy and said all that stuff to him. Trump admits it. Trump leaked it. I was right about everything. I'm just every time I'm right, every time you're wrong. Just, I'm not talking about the general audience. I'm talking about the talk show hosts, the detractors, all of you. When I'm giving people the absolute intel, I mean, I don't tell you I know something unless I know it. We're going to go to break. Speaking of that, you are missing out. That's not hype. You are missing out. You are crazy if you don't get our bovine colostrum for your nails, your hair, your skin, your, if it does, that's the surface. What's through the inside? It's incredible. Don't know what colostrum is? Look into it. We got the best. If you don't get our methylene blue, we got the best. You're insane. You don't get our T3 best iodine. You're insane. Our Shilajit, our CMOS. It's all the best. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a site-wide mega sale going. Ends Friday at midnight, 48 hours. Everything is 40 to 50% off. The lowest discount's 40. The highest is 50. That is insane. Also, final 2 days to enter to win both the custom H1 Hummer and the Dodge 2026 Dodge Challenger Scat Package. It's that last week of the month when the new offer comes in where you can get both. Every dollar you spend gives you 100x entries only in this last week into the sweepstakes on that, and you only got 48 hours on that. It ends Friday at midnight. I'll be able to get in for both vehicles, all the rest of it. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com, financing the rebellion against the globalist satanic pedophile networks. Get great products and fight the devil worshipers. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical-grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, you know, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me wherever the highest rated is. So they spent like 6 months. I said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week. Because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, you know, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This is a year and a half ago, almost years ago. They're like, hey, boss, you know, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. And I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today. Okay? and I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden I'm like feeling warm and like electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff for the show. And I go into the bathroom and I take my shirt off, and I turned red. Not like hives, like I was. It was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. Tan good, a little bit Native American, the benefits of that. But I was like even redder, and I was like, what is this? And I'm like, electricity. I go, oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good. And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, this is kind of scary. And about an hour into it, I go, I hope this stops because it was getting too good. That happened to Derek. He took it and said, I'm scared to take it. I thought he was on acid. So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? It skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells, and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, wellness clinics all over the state, he's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, and by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade. And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy. But I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. Get the best. I take this, and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along, and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone, literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something? I was like, no. And he goes, well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20, and man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing. And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, it's methylene blue. He's a former Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay, that's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious, okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town because that's how strong this is, okay? That's what this does, and we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke, okay? I don't sell crap.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So, Cyrus Jones, live forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies.
Grave digger. Yeah, Maul Jones always told my dad that. Worst thing in her life was outliving four of her five sons. Her youngest son, Leonard, died many, many years after she did. What a great guy. Man, we love you, Uncle Leonard. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's start plowing into it right now. I'm going to play that clip one more time because this is a big deal. The House, by a large majority, in a big rebuke of Trump and the Israel lobby, it's good to see that emergency brake pulled, voted in the war powers to end the war and cut the funding. Now it's got to pass the Senate. Now it's time to put more pressure on. But I shot a special report last night that I'm not going to air here on the main show because it's 17 minutes long, but I would ask everybody to go to Real Alex Jones on X, to go to rumble.com. We'll put it up on screen. /The Alex Jones Show Live. That's our new headquarters, new site on Rumble. 700,000, last time I checked, followers there. We appreciate you. Everybody should share that link, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. You can also go to alexjoneslive.com, where we have the Rumble and X feeds and our own house feed and audio feeds and all the articles and videos and all the information. It's right there, alexjoneslive.com. And go get the report. I'm going to show you some B-roll of that. It's very, very important. Dealing with Israel used nuclear blackmail. Nuclear war bombshell. Watch top Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard publicly brag. Nuclear war bombshell. Watch top Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard publicly brags. I guess I wrote that last night, typo. That's just me working late at night. That Israel used nuclear blackmail to control the United States in 1973, and that Netanyahu is using the same nuclear war threat to control the Trump administration now. In this report, Pollard echoes similar statements made by top Israeli officials that if the U.S. stops total support for Israel's ongoing attacks in Iran and other planned targets like Egypt and Turkey, then Israel is ready to launch the Samson option, engulfing the Middle East in nuclear hellfire. Bottom line, Israel is holding us hostage with nuclear weapons. And you will see that, and this is all declassified too, so that is a fact. It's also getting right there on Rumble, and it's at alexjoneslive.com. So this is just playing with nuclear hellfire. It is unspeakably dangerous and insane. And you got their national security chief, Ben Gravir, that makes Netanyahu look tame, saying the same garbage. And we have all the articles and clips of that. And you need to get that report out. I'm asking everybody, this is an action item, to go get it. Hit your whole email list, your whole text message list. Repost it on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, X. I don't care. And remember, everything I do here live on air is always free to air, non-exclusive license of the world. Just like if I published a book and I said there's no copyright trademark, you can republish it, you can sell it, I don't care. I cut the show up, play the whole show, show it, because people constantly call and email, hey, can I show a clip of your show? Blah, blah. It's all fair use, okay? It's always been. Everything I did at InfoWars belongs to the world. It's all public. Public domain, it's yours. It's not like I'm Prince and I got a Sony contract and I make songs they own and it belongs to them. It belongs to us, we the people. So get it, re-upload it on your channels, get it out there. And again, here's where I'm at on Israel. And I don't say this proviso so the Israel lobby doesn't come after me. They've been coming after me harder than pretty much anybody because I don't run around with a swastika on my arm. I don't just hate Jews for being Jews. I have always talked about different power blocks and different corrupt systems and things we need to be concerned about. And the anti-Israel lobby has always attributed everything, in many cases, things that weren't Israel, to Israel. And I just would call balls and strikes. So the Nazis have always lumped me in with Israel and claim I work for them and all that, which is preposterous, of course. But Israel in the fourth turning and the Democrats collapsing and all the things that are happening, not just here, but in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, they are moving in with censorship control and with their operatives and with their agents hiding behind anti-Semitism and running intelligence operations publicly to take over our governments. So if you studied the facts, and any real analyst would agree with me, China for the last 30 years or so has been the elephant in the room, really trying to control the West. And the left allied with them in Hollywood and allied with the globalist EU, and then it's still a huge problem. You got the EU trying to censor us and going after Musk and everybody else and arresting American journalists and arresting their own people that go to conferences. I mean, you know that. It's a tyranny. It's the new Soviet Union. The UK is literally 1984 come true. But when you look at Israel, who is extremely competent and is extremely dedicated people, they are the most effective at controlling the United States of America. And they're bragging about it. And now they're going to come after anybody that gets in their way. And they've upped the definition of what is anti-Semitism to criticizing war, greater Israel, anything the Zionists want to do. Now, in the past, a Zionist meant you believe the state of Israel. I would not say I'm a Zionist. It's my bailiwick, but I didn't have a hard-on for Israel. And Israel's there. And I also understand you try to destroy Israel, it's got nuclear weapons, it'll take you with it. So, and I'm not allied with the Islamists. That's one of the other big super carcinogenic power blocks. But now, because of what Israel's doing and this NDAA, Defense Authorization Act, Section 224, I mean, it literally says every facet of academia and military and intelligence, right through DARPA to weapons development, secret weapons, lifetime telemetry, spy grids, weapons control, weapons development, biological weapons development, defense, all of it is given to them in lifetime integration and synergy. And lifetime, it says lifetime integration of everything. I mean, this is more than just being married to your wife. And I mean, and I would say in this relationship, Israel is already wearing the pants, and so Israel's pitching and we're catching. So we're the bitch in this relationship, and Israel's sticking it to us with a big old cactus with no lubrication. But when you're married, and I'm going to say it's a bitch relationship. This relationship is more of a pimp whore relationship. You know, you work together, you make joint decisions. You kind of divide up the duties. What one person's better at, they do. What the other person's better at, they do. You're a team. But even with the best marriage, you're not integrated like this. Because you'd have to be merged at the hip. They'd have to sew you together like Siamese twins to be this integrated. So if you want to, I mean, I'll use a sexual analogy because it's the only one that works. This is like being kidnapped by Ted Bundy. And he's got you in a farmhouse basement, chained up. And Israel's putting the chains on right now with the censorship, the control of all the laws, the regulations, state and federal level. And so we're already in the basement, the farmhouse. We already got handcuffs on. And Israel's pointing a gun at us. This is what Ted Bundy would do. And saying, okay, lay down on this table. And you see chains hanging off the side. Well, there's one thing to do at that point. You got to fight back or you're done. Or you can lay down and let him put those chains on. And if you think once he changed your arms and legs down, if you think things are going to get better, take a look over at the wall over there, those blow torches and knives and stuff. He's going to go to town on your ass. So we're in the basement. Israel's got a gun on us. And they're like, get on the table. I'm not getting on the table. Israel, you did this to yourself, and I'm going to assure you, if Ted Bundy, the serial killer, could get one person or, you know, many women to do it, in this case, you got plenty of people cucking that are going to get on the table. But you got hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, really billions, that ain't getting on the table. So see, you're not going to get away with this. And I tell you that now because there are large elements in the Israeli government. In fact, every one of their former intelligence chiefs, most of their former generals have gone public. They interviewed by Tucker, you name it. They've cut their own TV ads warning of all this before it even happened, saying this will destroy Israel in the end. And it absolutely will. But it's going to probably destroy all of us along with it. So if trying to get Israel to not destroy itself and us along with it is anti-Semitic, and being against a world war is anti-Semitic, then call me Hitler. Because you are so reviled and hated now And it is so in ascension that the most cartoonish, vile, exaggerated to the max stereotypes about Jews is being accepted across the board. And the social engineers knew this clash was being built and believe somehow Israel and the globalist lobby comes out on top in this. And I'm a great analyst and I'm a damn good futurist, trend forecaster. And I don't see Israel succeeding in this and the other power blocks that are they're using Israel as the detonator for this. I mean, what are you going to release new viruses and then try to use that to lock us all down? That's already been repudiated and exposed. That's not working. They have multi-day Senate hearings admitting that they knew it would kill everybody and it's causing turbo cancer. I mean, it's Davos has meetings and says, oh, my God, everybody hates us. Yeah. I mean, how does Israel think they're going to get away with this? I mean, you notice the House finally voted to end the war. And it may not pass the Senate this time, but wait till gas prices have already basically doubled the last 90-something days. They're saying get ready for them to go up another 30 or 40% in 2 weeks. That's the oil companies. And they've got all the estimates. And I agree with that. So the dog don't hunt. And Israel knew that the mullahs wouldn't fall for at least a year. Less than a 10% chance. It turned out the IDF, this is mainstream news, we broke it before anybody knew about it. The IDF came and said, I wouldn't listen to, there's a big riff there. I'm not defending the IDF, I'm just, it's the fact they did this. They told Trump, wouldn't listen to Netanyahu and the Mossad and Ben-Gvir. Don't expect regime change. And they will close the Strait of Hormuz. So are you ready for that? If you want to have the mission to degrade their weapons, we're ready to do that and do it with you. And we're actually for a strike. But we suggest you bomb them for a few weeks. Don't expect them to fall, but degrade their systems. We support that, but we do not support you getting into this believing regime change because then Netanyahu is going to tell you to double down, invade the Strait of Hormuz, everything we already knew they would do. Pentagon said the same assessment. Pentagon's not stupid. The Israelis aren't stupid. Obviously, the U.S. and Israel are some of the best war planners, if not the best in the world. And so the IDF said don't do it. Not because the IDF doesn't want to get rid of Iran, the mullahs, they understand like 3-4 steps out, Republicans lose, who the Israelis have more control over, the whole world turns against Israel more, it makes Iran the victim, they get control of the Strait of Hormuz, then maintain control of it, and then Israel is in a degraded position, and so is the U.S., So I said back 90-something days ago before the started, I said, listen, if you could just hit a button and make the mullahs disappear to Mars, I'd be for it. It's not going to work. And I get attacked by the president a whole bunch of times and called fried, a loser, low IQ. No, Trump, I'm not low IQ. And you know that. So that's where we are. And Benjamin Netanyahu knows he's going to prison if he can't keep Israel in a war to be a wartime president, prime minister. And Trump said that in a phone call with him. You'd be in prison if it wasn't for me. You need to stop blowing up whole apartment buildings to get one bad guy. It makes us look bad. It's wrong to kill innocents. Everybody hates Israel now because of you, meaning they hate Trump. I mean, Trump knows their own internal polls. He's at like 30%. And so that's where we are. Because that's what Israel does, and Jews in general throughout history. And they're certainly not the only people that do it. We all do it, but... You could debate history and see who's got the most bravada. We all have our own words for it. Jews call it chutzpah. I guess in Yiddish, but it's the same thing. And these radical, you know, war hawk Israelis all get around each other and radicalize themselves and all talk more crap and you know, attack anybody that has a brain and then convince everybody, let's go, let's do it. Admiral Yamamoto told the emperor and the general staff that was before the war to attack the U.S. at Pearl Harbor, and he wrote them letters and did briefings and said, there's like a 98% chance we lose. Look at the U.S., their population is 3-4 times ours, huge industrial base, they've got all these allies. You attack them, look at their history, they are going to mobilize and come and destroy us. He wrote a letter to his wife saying, I fear we've awakened a sleeping giant. The night after Pearl Harbor. That letter's public in the Japanese archives. You can pull it up. Admiral Yamamoto's letter, I fear we've awakened a sleeping giant. But he followed orders and went and did it. And you saw what happened. And it was worse than he knew. The British had broken their purple and blue codes, or diplomatic and military codes, about a year before. They were sharing it with Washington. They'd given it to Washington a few months before. They knew when the Japanese attack was coming. They left all the battleships there. They knew were obsolete, set the carriers out. But because they didn't have GPS and the right clocks, the Japanese 5 different mini subs arrived 3 hours early and began attacking. And the commanders were told to stand down. So there could be a sneak attack. It turned out Roosevelt and Churchill stood down, which is a type of false flag. Now, that's the same thing here. Like I told you, and by the way, there's a Steve Bannon clip. Actually, I'm going to go to that first. Add all these other clips, and we'll get to them. But this is from last year, last August. It's a 5-minute clip on Steve Bannon. And it's clip 6. Now, this is in August of last year. And I lay out exactly what has now happened today, word for word. How did I do that? Or it wasn't July. It was a year ago. Holy Toledo. It was June. So it's almost a year ago, the 20th. And here I am laying out exactly what has now happened. Here it is.
Well, you're absolutely right. I don't like the mullahs any more than you do. And I'd love to see the Persians get their country back. But all the regime change the U.S. and England have been involved in for 80-plus years in Iran has always just made things worse. And Trump was moving, obviously, to greenline an attack that, from all the evidence I saw, was probably going to be happening right about now or over the weekend until he began to get more intelligence. And now the White House has admitted that most of his top generals and strategists have said, we don't want to go into a direct strike with Iran for a whole bunch of scenarios that are very probable. And then, of course, you've got Eric Carilla, who's very respected and a great veteran, who is focused on the Middle East, who's got the president and Hegseth's ear. But when it gets to a lot of the other geopolitical issues tied into it, he really wasn't briefing, I guess, the president on that. I'm sure he's aware of those things. But just the issue of the Strait of Hormuz getting blocked, which the Iranians can easily do and said they will, that will send oil to 110, 130, 140. That will then double the CPI inflation. Then that will get interest rates raised, undoubtedly. You do the equations. The economists have all done it. It's a fact. And that would derail Trump's economic recovery plan that's already going so well on the trade deals, on getting our independence back, on ending our long surrender. You mentioned the sanctuary cities being the real fight to go in and expose the election fraud. The Ninth Circuit saying, no, the president has control of the National Guard, and Newsom's a complete liar. You've got the Democrat Party at the lowest polling numbers in its history, continuing to drop to record lows every week. True free fall, flat line, game over. if we just press through, you've got record low fundraising. They're in total crisis. We have the victory, but if we have a super unpopular war and we directly get into it and then we hit them, the Iranians will hit our bases, they will hit the aircraft carriers, and then we will be forced to go into full war. Let's say there's regime change, then it goes into a quagmire. We know even the CIA is now, it's in the news, briefed Trump and explained that, oh, they might build a nuke quicker if we don't take them out immediately. And it looks like we can't take them out very quickly. This would be probably protracted. And what they're really hinting at is they've got the bomb. They've had the bomb. I've been saying that for 15 years, and I have sources. I'll just leave it at that. Sources on the ground, sources in CENTCOM that saw it, the satellites. We've got spies with snoopers on the ground. We know they've got a lot of fissile material from the scans, from the aircraft and satellites that can pick this up. So we know they've got it. That's why Netanyahu for 25 years has said they're 2 weeks away. Well, from my intel 15 years ago, they had enough fissile material. Now, are the bombs all put together? We don't know, but they've got it. And with the technology, this is 1940s technology, it's easy. So now that's finally starting to hit the news. Trump doesn't want a Libya scenario. Now Russia has come out and made a disturbing threat of nuclear Armageddon. And a week ago was saying they were probably not going to get involved. Now they're saying they're going to get involved. China is hoping we get involved because they believe it'll push people quicker into the BRICS and accelerate the dollar's problems that Trump's trying to stabilize. And on the track we're on, we will happen. And so strategically at every level, this goes from bad to worse. We had the Pakistani defense minister last week saying all the Muslims must unite against Israel and fight them.
So let's stop right there. Now Iran says they can build a nuke anytime or have a nuke, as I predicted. The Strait happened. The oil prices happened. The derailing of the dollar happened. The world unifying against us in Israel. Trump's approval ratings plunging. Democrats up. All of this. So I warned it then. I was called a traitor and a panicker by the Israel lobby, posing as Republicans and Americans. Now I'm an idiot. Now I'm low IQ. No, I'm right. And Trump is making major signs that he wants an off-ramp. We need to put major pressure on him and get that done. Now, Trump is now publicly negotiating for the first time with Hezbollah, cutting Israel out. Israel's trying to derail the peace deal by carpet bombing Lebanon. That's coming up. Mass censorship going on of anybody criticizing Israel, including inside the UFC. It's all coming up, and what's happening in the economy and more in hour number two. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesstore.com. JonesShowLive.com. Shilajit Gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.